Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question was anonymously posted in our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/whatfreshhellcast. A new mom wrote in to say, has anyone found that more is not more when it comes to help and house guests with a newborn? My in-laws have been here for a week. My newborn is 2 weeks old, and I'm finding it all more annoying and inconvenient than helpful to have extra sets of hands. Sounds familiar, right, guys? And it might be too late to help this original poster now. I hope it isn't. But the thing is, you forget this stuff. You forget this newborn stuff, right? And you'll find yourself back here next time if you don't plan ahead. Back to what the poster said. I feel like I'm exiled to the bedroom for all breastfeeding and just in general because I can't handle the constant interaction and endless questions about what I'm doing, where I'm going, what I'm looking for in my own kitchen every time I wander into a common area. I kind of reached a breaking point last night when my husband was out running and my in-laws' offers of help just felt like bombardment. I went back to the bedroom and started crying, mostly from exhaustion and hormonal changes, but also grieving that I can't just go grab a snack in my own house without having to have some big intrusive interaction. I finally yelled at my incredibly supportive husband when he was just trying to help me with a diaper change that I needed to be left alone. I think I'm grieving what I thought would be a difficult but bonding 2 weeks as a family of three before my husband goes back to work. I just want to spend time with my baby, heal from pregnancy, and hang out with my husband, and now I think we've just lost this time. I know my in-laws have the best of intentions, and I feel in some ways I should be grateful for the extra help and grateful my son has such loving grandparents who want to spend time with him. But I'm just overwhelmed with resentment at the moment, and I'm taking it out on my husband for indirectly facilitating this scenario. Am I just being crazy and ungrateful? No. No, anonymous poster, you are not. We've all been there. It's such a tough time when the baby first comes home. And the thing is, there are two things that need to happen. Yes, the new mother does need help because her body has gone through a lot and she shouldn't be doing everything. There's helping you, and there's also being around this very exciting new baby, which, let's face it, is really what's driving the train here. That's really why everybody's staying for a week, is because they want to be with the baby, and helping you is sort of the excuse for being there. And the two can definitely get twisted. And then what happens is you have extra people living in your house, and there's kind of nothing for them to help with, right? Particularly when you're breastfeeding, when everything about the feeding has to happen with you and it's new to you, and they're trying to justify their presence by being all over you when you're trying to like get some coffee. And so, yes, all of that can become super exhausting. I'm sure you know this now, original poster, but your partner is home with you right now, and two adults and one newborn is kind of enough. You don't need anybody else living with you now. You need it in another 2 weeks when you go back to work, when he goes back to work. Nobody should be living with you for a week. Nobody really needs to be staying overnight at all. I think some of this is left over from the male parent being viewed as like a complete dum-dum and useless. So either your mom or your husband's mom have to come do everything. And there was also a time not so long ago when the mom really was supposed to stay in her bed for like a week, 10 days after getting home from the hospital. She wasn't supposed to move. Doctor's orders. That's not now. Your recovery is still present. Your recovery means not hiding in your bedroom, right? Your recovery means not having to talk to people, not having to deal with people that aren't this baby that's taking everything you have. You shouldn't be stuck in your bedroom. And it's no wonder that you feel like you have to be, because it's hard to learn to breastfeed when your father-in-law is hanging out in your living room, desperately trying to look important and justify why he's been sitting there for a week. You decide, new mom, who's living with you and when. It is fine to have the people who came to visit and thought they were going to stay for a week leave. Come back in 2 weeks or a month. This original poster said her spouse is actually going to take parental leave when she goes back to work. Okay, let the parents move back in for a couple of days then. None of this has to be right now, right? So file this for next time we have a baby, everybody. The first weeks are for brief visits. No overnight guests at all, unless you, the new parent, the birthing parent, the breastfeeding parent, decides that you want them, that you need the help. Then you can always change your plans. Plan A is the loving grandparents and aunts and uncles who want to see the kid can save up for a hotel or an Airbnb and crash on somebody's couch, because that's better for them too, right? They have eyes. They have a clue. They understand, like, oh, we've been here for a week and we're all just kind of sitting here looking at each other while she's hiding in the bedroom with the baby. Like, this is weird. There's nothing for us to do. They're picking up on that. As you said, they're trying to be helpful. They're trying to feel busy and appear to you to justify their being there when they could just not be there. It's a little bit too late to help this new mom who wrote in, but in case your in-laws are still there, I think it's okay to say, look, it's your house. You can say, look, it's not you, it's me. I'm having some baby blues right now. Like, fall on your sword a little bit. Your husband can blame it on childbirth unpleasantness. That's, you know, a little bit too uncomfortable to talk about, if that's what gets you what you need, which is more space. This is an intense, hard, healing time. And the immediacy that everybody feels about seeing the baby and helping you and supporting is understandable. It's what they want to do as grandparents. But there is time for all of it. There will be many days ahead, new mom, when you will welcome the help with the baby and you won't be recovering from the very major event of birth. So it's okay to walk out to that very crowded living room and say, this is not what I need right now. I hope that helps. We will be thinking of you. And if there's anything that I can say that will really help, it is that this will get better quickly. Send us your parenting questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions at whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Margaret, it's an exciting news day.
An exciting news day indeed, Amy.
A few years ago, we launched our first spinoff podcast, Toddler Purgatory, hosted by the hilarious Blair Brooks and Molly Lloyd.
And guess what? Now Blair and Molly are back with their all-new podcast, Unsticking It.
You know Blair and Molly as two busy moms and actors, and somewhere between potty training and the pandemic, they both felt like they lost their creative kaboom.
In their new podcast, Unsticking It, they are going to talk about how all of us can get back to what lights us up after motherhood. Amy, I need this.
Me too. And Blair and Molly will be talking to fellow imaginative minds. We're talking actors, artists, and creators of all kinds about how we can all unstick ourselves from whatever muck we're stuck in.
Follow, subscribe, and listen to Unsticking It wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.